Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today we are going to look at let down your nets. And we want to explore kingdom prayer. In Luke chapter 5, we have the story of Peter going a fishing all night long and catching nothing. When Jesus Christ got into the picture, he gave him a word, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Two instructions that Jesus gave.
Now, Christo or can say me,
launch out into the deep.
Or say,
that's number one.
And
number two is let down your nets.
Note
the singular rendition of Peter's answer. Jesus said, let down the nets, plural. Peter said, I will let down the nets, singular.
Now, Yesu, Okache Petro said, as sewa huwa duduwa na wawano, kwa na kubu ninyina, Petro oye anono, se rade, wasama wakanti, as sewa bako, wakikako siye yeye na, Petro kubu na sewa bako no, enamni ya mama sa, as sewa unina titimpo.
Another boat came to help them.
Na kuduwa bako subabe buwano.
They filled both boats and then both boats were sinking.
Na enam no do swama ku wo ba ku na ba bo anu so enam no mudi gum no na anu so emene.
Where we are going to end is verse 8.
Na baby aye ko wie eye enwotwe no.
When Simon Peter saw it,
o se emra Simon Petro hu ino,
he fell down at Jesus's knees.
O shi Yesu na ya se,
please underline, he fell down at Jesus's knees.
Na nyame asem de si Petro o shi Yesu na ya se,
saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
O se fi mi nchan ko erade esa se me me ye wo nipa de boye ni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful. But I want you to know that technically, nobody takes a net whose capacity can sink his vessel.
Na pesa ti ase se, obi ani ho awakwa po a, obefa asewa, se woto a, na ma ebeba no, odigun ne kowe num a ebemene, obi ani obe sa.
So, look at only one net that Peter threw into the sea. It caused two boats to be sinking apart from the net breaking.
Now, and I'm not a two era as a numuno. Bible say, as I want it to say, now so many a bidigu or mukurunum, and a bidigu kura bakuna bayan, and I'm not the gumu kuramianunina, not a minute.
So there is something that we have to look at carefully.
Bibisu could be a honma was a yesheni.
Because Jesus Christ inferred that they had more than one net.
Nana Yesu ohu se omo esa do do bebre nya ba kope.
So he said that let down the nets.
And it Yesu say asa do do na mo wono mungu.
I believe that Jesus was not just talking about literal nets.
Na mi jidi se na Yesu onka asawu na keke.
I believe that beyond the literal nets, he was talking about something else.
Na mi jidi se say ye asa unu guwa na akwaye se hwesu so bia odi asa unu e ya mayen.
He was talking about something that Peter had, which was not just one.
Na no ka safa de bia Petro wa na nya de ba kope,
which he should throw into the sea of life.
Ah, what say oto edugu epu abrabonu mu.
So Peter understood it initially as a literal net that he should throw, and he did, and he caught fishes.
Na Petro do nyanti ase se Yesu ka che ni se ongu asew na ogu ya nso onyanam bebre.
I don't have a problem with that understanding.
Na mi ni how was anti ase no,
but I believe that beyond that,
na mi jidi se ye kotra asew na Petro gu hina,
because Jesus is a wonderful teacher.
Esan se Yesu ye cheche ni papenti,
and he is a very deep person.
No yo bia wakasa emudonti.
He was talking beyond the literal net, which was only one that Peter threw. He was talking about a prayer net that Peter had, not just one, but every believer actually has a lot that he should throw into the sea of life.
na na minim se yes oka che petro nya se kaka ogu na mo so we gidi ni a empa ya huro bebre e wo mu ene tina nya me ka che petro se sa nyo ma huro bebre ya mpa bo woni mu no onto ni nyina ngu abrabo mu se di abrabo na eje ho te se epuyara.
So life can be compared to being on the sea.
Nanti abrabo ho e betumi afa ne se wo na mepo so.
And fishing is like looking for something that you desire, something that you long for, something that you are praying about.
Na sa wo kwa akoyi nam no eja ho ma biblia wo wakumemu a wo hwehwe sa abrabo e wo benya afimu.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that the Bible says that the kingdom of God is a net. Matthew chapter 13 verse 47. Jesus said, again, the kingdom of God is like a net which a man took and threw into the sea.
Now yes, you say, Monsha ni bion osha hini ene ti se asawa. Oni pebi fa ya watugu apum.
I believe that when Jesus Christ said that, throw your net into the sea, he was telling Peter that you have to take the kingdom of God and throw it into the sea, because the kingdom system is the only system. A net is a system interwoven.
Yeah.
It is the only system that can make you get something in this world.
Hallelujah.
Praises God.
Hallelujah. Nana Yesu ka che Petro se, eya onyakopo ahini ahyehye no etise asew. Enu kuto na se wutugu sa abrabo yi mu a, etise apo eda ho na, onyakopo nam na dom so bema wache, enyoma onyaminim se yede ma no ahini enu kuto.
So let down the nets is Jesus saying that make use of the kingdom of God which is within you.
Enu tise wase gu asewa, nyaka cha se onyakopo ahini enu hyehye wo wo so no, fa ye adwuma.
Take it from within you, throw it into the sea of life.
I say if you mo na go asaw no abrabo esari awon amu
so. Don't just throw one, throw everything.
Now I say mangu ba kupe gumi bebrebe.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus wasn't just talking about the kingdom of God. More specifically, he was talking about kingdom prayer.
Na Yesu onkasafa ahinie numu na mo kasafa ahinie numu mpaibo.
Jesus Christ taught 7 types of kingdom prayer.
Na Yesu ochre ahinie numu mpaiye ahoro enso.
And today I want to teach you only about that one very important one that Jesus induced from Peter.
Na me pesa me kire oba akopa Yesu onam Petro su edisa edisem ne breye.
Peter actually responded to Jesus' instruction. The Bible says that Peter went and then he fell down before Jesus' knees. That is a posture of worship.
Now, Pachani said, Petro, or Yasuti Edima Yesu, Emma Fa, Nabra Bonuma, Nabra Bompai, Bo, I, or Hinian Odigua Seuno. Now, you hear the Bible, my Yatia, say, Petro, Diamikako Boon, Naya Eko Bushi, Yesu, Naya say, Echre Ayeye, and Tuntum.
Hallelujah. So the net that Peter said, I will let down the net. He actually let down one net. The net is called the prayer of kingdom worship.
And it is sauna. Petro digu sa and so numno. Ejnahoma ahinianumo and tuntum.
Because he saw that Jesus was an extraordinary person for him to give him so much fishes miraculously.
Now who say yes, you nipas pa yenipas sonko. Sa na samba kwa kan yo te yeno. And nama hulo wo yi yen na dos.
So Jesus induced the prayer of worship from the head of the apostles, Peter.
And it yes nam sa yesu, emma Petra no ye. I saw anase esua foni penino ohu oma oyi antuntum empire efinimu.
How did he do that? He did that by providing for Peter.
Na kwamba suna Yesu fire ye. Yes Peter ne hi ade no Yesu ye ma no.
Providing Peter what he needed.
Na odi Peter e hi ade no edema no.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want you to know that God's provision and God's presence makes us to worship him.
Me be say wo ti ase se se wo bi se radia de na ye de ma na se onyankopon so bambo anase na ni mpagu so a etumi ma wo de ntontrom ma no.
Now I'm using worship generically to include thanksgiving, praise, and the technical worship that we do.
Aha, nti san ntontrom na oka no odi ayeye ene ndase nyina e ka ho. Okay.
So God's person and God's provision makes us to worship him.
Na said ya wanyakopon ni suti ene dia wayama ye no ebie kwa ma ye ema ye tontrom.
It is not vice versa.
Enya dia ya dane no.
It is not that we worship God to get provision.
Na tieni ye enya se wo kwa kwa tontrom nyame adana se yi na ye ansa na odidia wo hia na bro.
He rather provides
Hallelujah.
His person for
Hallelujah.
us.
Hallelujah.
Because the person of God induces worship. And he provides things that we need for us, like in the case of Peter, fishes.
Now,
so that it will induce us
Hallelujah.
to worship
him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to understand this lesson in kingdom worship that Jesus was trying to give Peter a first impression.
Now that's how it is, yes, sir. Why he knew she said, Yesu, or the Bibia did ya check Petro, and Edikai.
He was teaching Peter an important lesson we all have to learn.
Now, now, what check Petro, I did be a was saying, you know, yes,
it is one of the first lessons to learn as a believer.
Now, yeah, I discern what's a wish you as a what you
that God's person and his provision makes us to worship him and not the opposite. We don't worship to have God give to us, we don't worship to get the presence of God.
Hallelujah. Because what you are saying, wa ahinya no mushishe no, when you go be your wedding sadi amau, or we are so obeda nini persona didi achiro. And I'm saying so, what did na ye ye? And then turn to my son be manu. Man, you want you say, I was so what turn to my radi ansana when you need persua achiro, not didi a uhiya so amau.
In the Old Testament, we worship God for His presence to come.
Now, wa pamda damuno ya tuntuma radi se beya ye behu nini pesuwa yentem.
For his provisions to come into our lives.
Dia ya shusha so o dia braya wa ya babu.
In the kingdom system that Jesus was introduced.
Wa ahinye nimu shusha ya Christo beda nedi chre.
He is teaching us that he provides for us Hallelujah. To motivate us to worship him.
Now, or try yourself, or ye ye bisadia de maye, and I'm sorry, so be sure you cry. I'm a yatron too.
I see sometimes the Old Testament confuses us.
Because
we read that when we worship God, then something will come down.
Have
you heard that thing before?
Yes, yatida.
When his praises go up, then what? His blessings will come down. Who said that?
Yeah, two new misses on you. Forgive. So when you go for my year, and I should with this animal.
In the Old Testament, that was true.
Now,
but in the kingdom arrangement that we need to be introduced to,
now, what's that? He
God gives us everything already.
When you coupon did ya hear you nama ya did out.
Like he gave Peter all the fish.
Said ya wadi Petro ni nam nama no no. I receive it.
His presence with Peter in the boat.
Now said ya no come Petro who wakuri enu mono.
Will make Peter break down, fall before him and worship him.
Now Ebema Peter said ya ohu yes wakuri enu mono ni nama. And said ya man ni nama no. Ebema wabun muase mo akikan sama kesiya kesiya enam dia wehunti.
I want us to know that we should worship God. We should thank him, praise him, and technically worship him because of the things that he has already provided
Hallelujah.
For us.
Hallelujah.
If you understand that in the kingdom arrangement, everything in this world belongs to God, then you'll be full of thanksgiving to God. Anytime you use something on this earth, you have to thank him.
Wow. And maybe I ube fa bibi wa sasi so edia ye bibi no ube danasi.
But you see, if you don't have this kingdom understanding that everything is owned by God, he is the Lord, he is the owner.
So why not yase bibi wa we are simuny na nura anyway kupa wa.
And you have a religious mind that you own some things or some things are there.
Now, uwo oni panse se ne nti ase se nyo mabi wo ho ya wo dia nyo mabi wo ho ba keke,
then you wouldn't feel like thanking him.
And
then
na san kati dia na wo benya se obeda na se na emma.
But if you are full of the kingdom system,
na mo sa hini shisha na se wo mu madia,
worshiping God will flow naturally out of you.
Sawo tuntu ma radia be ba keke,
because anytime you use his air, you have to thank him.
Ha ha, maybe ara nem from an oba humi bin obeda na se.
You may not have money in your pocket, but you are using something belonging to somebody.
Ebetuni abasa woni ska wo kotoku na mama from an air radio bo woni dia ana wo twa kakra ko hinim to obeda na se.
When you get up from your bed and then you put your feet down, you must know that the earth is the Lord.
Hallelujah. Sawo sorry fi won pass na won nan etu mi ka from abaw sasase na won yesi sunu eya radi dia is a good message.
Maybe you say it is my house.
Wa ha ha, obebia bia wa no ka se me na mi si dan.
I have leased this land from Ebusuepenyin or somebody.
What's your say? Say we meet off your Ebusuepenyin. Assume see what.
But the land belongs to God. So if you can walk the earth, you every walk that you take, thank you, Lord. Every bread that you take, thank you, Lord. Everything that you plug, maybe you are cooking, thank you, Lord. Because the garden eggs is for God, the pepper is for God, the water that you drink is for God. You have to thank Him because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
The word.
In other words, I'm trying to tell you that you are already provided for. And the presence of God is with you in this world. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That means that God is all over the place. His presence is all over the place. If you go to the book of John chapter 4, we see this understanding reinforced by Jesus. Jesus Christ says in John chapter 4, that God is a spirit. In other words, if you read John 4 in context, Jesus was saying that God is not in a place like in Jerusalem or in Mount Gerizim where the Samaritans were worshiping.
Now, okay, can you hear me? Now, you hear me? We hear this and be a chance. When you come to Jerusalem, I hear you be a Jew for him. So when you come to war, and I want to Gerizim, baby, I'm a mufano. So him say when you come to war.
He said that God is a spirit.
He
said that a time is coming and now is that you won't go to a place to go and worship God.
Now I say maybe Benemrenaba. I won't go baby. I want you yourself.
Because God is everywhere.
Hallelujah. When you
His presence is everywhere.
Na nini pasunu wa baby.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And those who worship Him.
Wanuma wa musum no.
Must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Powerful.
Jesus was saying that because God is a spirit, your worship is not limited to a physical place. And it is not limited to a physical activity. Like when we come to church, we have a session we call praise and worship. Jesus was saying something very deep to us. He was telling us that kingdom worship goes beyond a physical place and a physical act that you can do in that place.
Now, no, yes, walk out here, yes, sir. And he knew more ye yen in Trum. I caught the baby away, yes, he was a one. I was a mutun to my rade. And now, the abia, baby, the away, yes, he won't walk away, yes, I didn't a chest. I would turn to my rade.
Because God is everywhere.
Yes, sir, when you're coupon, what baby auntie,
ladies and gentlemen, and we should worship Him everywhere.
Yes, sir, when you're coupon, what baby auntie, I was a turn to my baby.
And our worship is not an event, it's not a program, it's a lifestyle.
Hallelujah. It
is not limited to what we do in church. You thought God was here. That is why you were worshiping Him in church. But out there, Jesus is inferring that God is also
there.
So he says that your worship should be a lifestyle. It is religious worship that is confined to a place and an event, like lifting your hand or singing anointed worship songs. But in kingdom worship, in what Jesus introduced to the head of the apostles of the church, he is teaching us that worship should be a lifestyle. So he took Peter from the land and sent him to the sea. And he induced worship from Peter right on the sea, not on land, not in Jerusalem or whatever, on the sea.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I came to teach us today that it is only religion that learns anointed worship songs. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not saying that worship sessions in church, we should cancel it. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it goes beyond that. It's everywhere we are. Whether you are working in your secular work, or you are cooking as a woman, or you are walking in the street, or you are conversing with your friend, worship should take place there.
Hallelujah. And it mean kasa men sua enuma ngusra wom ana men kasa ya ba sori a emre ye yesu wo say yantuntum erade ne yantungu baby dabi na mo nya meka me se baby a wo biara sa wa sori o sa sese wo tuntum erade wo ne wonyo kudi nkomo da nya me asipo se wo ani a wo de kasa wo nya no asusu a odeti baby a wo ye wadwuma a wo di onya me di ama wa wo de chotro na chirechire ni wo di twaba ni nyina rada wo nya me ase ewom ono na wa ma osa dom no.
So I came to encourage us that, you see, we live in deception when we think that, I'm coming to worship God, I'm going to church, there we will have worship. Everything that you do, the Bible says that, give your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. It's your reasonable service. A version says, your reasonable worship.
Na me pesa woti ase se enya ba bi a wo kosa asori da man se na wo betuntum erade wo se ba bi dia ye wo biara ye yi afore body a eye ntuntum fama no na nu eye ekwan a wo fa so e de asumo no erade.
Actually, your highest call as a person, as far as worship is concerned, is not to worship but to induce worship.
Wow. When nipa bi a wo fre kese a wo nya media ma won enya se wo tuntum erade o nemom wonam bibi besi wo wabra boma ebe ma wa kwenja ma watumi atuntum erade.
I am not saying that don't worship.
Me nkasa me atuntum erade.
I am saying that your highest call above the worship that you should do is to entice people, motivate people, and cause people by your practical life to worship God on this earth and then in heaven.
Na me ka kire woni se makwan ma wabra bo a wo ba no enka wo bi kosi se ono ankasa na wabra bo so ebetuntum erade.
That is what Jesus taught.
Eno na Yesu kire yen.
He said that let your light so shine before men.
O se ma wo ka nia enhye wo nipa nim.
That they will see your good works.
Ama wo be wo nyuma pa.
They will see your practical life.
Omo be wo wabra bo a wo bo ne
daa. They will see the things that you do for mankind.
Na obe wo anyoma wo ye de ma wo nipa.
And it will induce them to glorify God and to worship him. That is higher than you worship.
Hallelujah. And no chere se enam usu ne wo ban ya so ne oma pa wo ya man krofo e be man krofo ne dia yeye bi ama urade enya wo a wo de ma no ne mom wonuma pa wo ye no e be ma obi atuntum urade.
So is your lifestyle causing people to give glory to God?
And aso wa bra boy e ya dia e ma kwa man krofo atuntum urade ana.
What do you say? Is it making people glorify God?
And no man woke no and aso to be ma kwa ma woni pe bi tuntum urade.
Your attitude, does it make people glorify God?
Mercy. We should no buy no so to be ma wo bi tuntum urade.
Or it makes people look down and disdain God.
We should no buy na so e ma wo bi tumi tuntum urade na mercy.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
God has called us to a life of obedience to him.
Now when you are free, say, you better suit here at the amano.
When you obey him, you obey his word, you are giving deep worship to him. He doesn't believe in you treating his word anyhow. And then you say, I am going to worship God. What you do, you call worship, is religious worship. It's not the kingdom worship Jesus Christ came teaching.
na dia ya 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 no eye onipa susue mu som enya nya yesu ba be kire ye
that is worshiping God in spirit
and then say wo som onyame wo tuntum onyame wo sunsun
as a lifestyle everywhere that you are because God is everywhere his provisions are everywhere
yes. Na dia obehu ni say onyankopon wo ba bia wo be ko biara wo onyame ni ni ye ni bi wo ho
Jesus also said that we should worship him in truth
now say bion ka say ye tuntum awrade wo nokrom
that God is looking for people who will worship him the way that I have described to you in spirit.
Now onyankopon wewe se obenya nkrofo won betuntum no se dia makere won wo sunsun no.
But beyond that, he says that we should add truth to our worship.
O se am na ya tuntum no yafa nokren ka.
What does it mean to worship God in truth?
So waka se tuntum arade won nokrem a kire se.
It means two things.
E kire ni o ma mienu.
And I want us to look at it in the book of Mark chapter 7 verse 7.
Mark asempati nsun chichemu nsun.
In Mark chapter 7 verse 7 and Matthew chapter 15 Jesus Christ is teaching us something deep concerning our worship. The Bible says in Mark 7, let's pick it from verse 6. He answered and said to them, well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they do worship me, teaching us doctrines, the commandments of men.
Now, one more church and some are a nipa in church.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Jesus wants or is seeking for people who worship him also in truth.
Now, yes,
not just with their lifestyles,
and now, one musumo amu bankuto,
but also sincerely. Says that some people were coming to him, they were saying, totobonso, all the big things with their mouth, but their hearts was very far from Toto Bronso.
O see, e bin mani abre, e bo nyame samrane. O nyame a wuto nso ma ebugu mi nsam. O nyame a ye de kenten ko se wusu ebi hwie ngu. O Toto Bronso oba de hey, o nyame e, na jiba ye ye wose na kuma mu no. Asama kan ba kupo ni.
Do you understand the Toto Bronso? Do you understand the omini this, omini that and omini that? Do you understand it? If you know he's Toto Bonso, should you be behaving like that? If you see this one, he says that you are just saying Toto Bonso. You don't mean it. Because if you know the meaning of omnipotent, that you are God Almighty and all that, your life will be different.
I see. So when you are busy, you are not any problem. Now, Mama, some now walk and also unima. So when you manage your brother Bono, so we should only be on your cup or your dear Nineura. Enya dia we hia dia no be fa baabi akoshu Jesus say wasem na wo kafi wanum no wuti ase ani to dia adwuma santis adia check o.
So he says that these people they honor me with their lips. If you look at their lips and the worship song that is coming, you are my everything, but he says that their heart is just talking about their meaning. What they mean, eh? The meaning is far.
Now I say so wo to nyum na say wo yi wanyankopon aye bo nsamrane na se enwom na woto ne nsam na woka no entiasia no eye sonko se nya woka na enye nokrom na wode som no.
Said in vain do they worship me.
Wase wo mo som me kwa.
You see, it's not everything that God likes.
Enye bibia na wo nyankopon pe.
Seriously, I will encourage everybody to worship the Lord, but I will encourage you to also know that it's not every worship that God accepts.
Na me se wo kwa se tuntum erade na mom enye tuntum na na wo nyankopon jitum.
Yes, as it's not everything that you accept. When they are bringing you a bribe to induce you to do something, will you accept that bribe?
Na se obi adi sika se ngwe mu bofu de brao. Se jisa sika we na ye ade boni a wo beje.
No, you say yeah, it's a gift, but I can't take it. I can't take it.
Betumi akasa ache die die so efe. Na mo fa me dan se.
God says that I want your what you say with your lips, I want your worship to be full. I don't want it to be empty. I don't want it to be vain.
Now when you say ya yande ya no kra ya de tontrom no no and what say fi ya no keke na mama we say fi ya ntia sem wo ya komamu na ya de ya no apem aka.
That is the first meaning of worshiping God in truth.
Now when you dey dey kan ya e kire mu say wo tontrom awrade wo no kromu.
Are you trying to say that we shouldn't use the words in the Bible to praise God?
No, use
them, but find out what they mean, yeah, and make sure that, yeah, you really go with it.
Was it for Trump? No. Kekansama kese ayakafa Yesu ani nyankopon din nyina nemom jinimun tiasie na kafi wakoma mfatotu. Amen.
Do you know that even demons they verbalize the praise of God?
Now when him say abefo amosokura ekekansam edifa Yesu ho ana onyame ho.
One time they saw Jesus, he said that we know you, holy one of God, you are the son of God. You think that is not verbalizing praises?
Yeah. Na da ko bi o mu sia Yesu se aye ni mu. O ye kunku mu kunku o Yakobon ba na nkasa nkasa. Enya dia wo mu tuntum na na.
Yes, as you say holy.
Said dia wo ka kron kron.
And you say that by saying holy you are worshiping God. Demons also believe.
Na said dia wo bi wa no kasa wo kasa kron kron a wo tuntum erade no.
And they tremble just like you. Sometimes you shake. It's not the shaking that God is looking for. Because demons also tremble and they shake when they say God, they shake.
Dia wo mu say mercy na esu ade. Dia wo mu say dia wo tutu me urade a wo ka kronkron a asem na tu be ma wo so no. Sa na bayfo so. Sa wo mu wo urade no mu ka say urade wo ya kronkron a. Sa ka sa no ka kronkron na no so tu be ma wo mu so wo
so. So if you a believer, you are saying holy and the devil is also saying holy. What is the difference? The difference is that yours it's a lifestyle.
Hallelujah. And it is a war. We are Christian. We are Christian. Na se be ifaso ka kronkron. Na ye pemu sunsunu a. Wo de de wo se wo se kronkron na wo ka no ti ase. Ite ya wo dada brabo.
Let your praises be higher than the devil's one. In kingdom worship, we look at your lifestyle, not just what you verbalize with your lips. So, it shouldn't be like your lips you are saying the right thing, but your life and what you believe and what you understand and hold as true is different.
Ni awomo ni se wo betumi akwa ba bia woni awo tuntum erade na ma ni din su no bai fo pa asem bia ni ho sa so na Kristo ni betumi abegina tuntum erade ama erade din su ni mo ni ayaka san sunsun ya ba ni ebe hu omu ni awomo ni se ma ni afi wanu mu a eba no enye nsem a woti ase a wodi ba wo bra na men kwa yesa tie ni ameka na mo men sha me bra ma wa bra bo ni nsem a wo ka no enye pepepe no ni se wo sum erade e wono kremu.
Pastor, are you trying to say we shouldn't worship? We should just make sure. Yes, I am trying to say that.
And to also catch yourself for say, say, ntontom na metontom na menti asia ma menka na wasem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Find out.
Se ubo erade samrani a, hwehwemu ye na ti asia.
Be true about it.
Na no kwa bi awode a wo ka no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the first meaning of the word worship. Or Jesus is teaching worship in truth.
Say Yesu ka se, yan tuntum no wa nokro ma, yan se, ni awoka no tiase na ma enka obra
so. The second meaning of worshiping in truth that Jesus taught in John chapter 4 is to worship with a good understanding of the kingdom word.
Na ni atusu bi onse se obetumi atuntum erade wa nokro mu dia. Eni awo se wonya ni dia e wa ahenia ni nsam no mu, na wo dia tuntum no.
Look at Mark 7:7. In vain do they worship me, teaching. Look at how he puts it. Teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. In other words, Jesus is linking your word life to your worship.
Now I say, one more sorry me kwa esan se, one more chiretire nipa mra edi amankro fo.
He is linking your teaching.
Now or decide ya wo chiretire.
To your worship.
Edi to wa ye ye ho.
That what you know, what doctrine, what teaching you understand and you know, is part of your worship.
Oh, chese, and chechina wunim, and it chese wunim wanasem no mo, and also ye ayeye ana osori enibi.
Let's go on to verse 8.
Yankwa watcheno.
It says, for laying aside the commandments of God,
wase say yadi wa nyanku pomra eton.
You hold the tradition of men.
Na wuma wudi nipa ensu she enu somliye.
In other words, Jesus is saying that the teaching, the understanding that you have, it's not a kingdom understanding. It is a religious understanding. It is the tradition of men. It is the understanding of men, not the understanding that that comes from my spirit. So he says that your worship is vain because you are having an understanding and you are teaching some things which is men's teaching, not the kingdom word not the teaching that the Lord Jesus brought.
Wose wo so ye no ayekwa esan se enchrechre wo de chrechre no enya wo yakopon hinie no mchrechre na mo eyo wonipa jine ne ntia se se de wonipa ya ne ni overfa se de wonipa ne ntia se te we yi wo yakopon de na efe wusunsu mu ba na to achi ne ba bi e na wo de wonipa hyehye no enye enchrechre e de man krofo ti no kra no eni osori no.
Verse 9, he said to them, all too well you reject the command. Can you see that Jesus is talking about their worship, but he's just talking about the word. You reject the commandment of God to hold on to your traditions.
Na ninyina mu Yesu ka se eyade a wato wo yankopon mra na to baby na wafa wo nipa hyehye ne ne nyoma na wa kuta mu dendendendeng.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
In the kingdom arrangements,
wo yankopon hinie ne hyehye mu no,
your worship goes beyond the event. It is your word life, not just your practical life, but your word life.
Na wa hini ni mushishe muno osori ano ekotra dia wankasa wudi wunipedua ye na mo wanyankupo wansema wu munusu hiya.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Because I will say to you again that your highest calling as far as worship is concerned is not you worshiping. It isn't just getting men to glorify God, inducing worship from people to God, but you inducing angels, motivating angels to worship God in heaven.
Wow. Wow. That is powerful. I say, Osuma ya no kreno. Enya ni awo ya ni pebi di ame ni pebi. Nani panede tun tum na me radio na nyawo. Nemom. Wo ye adie bi na monyame asam no so ma wonyankopon aye bibi na ama kwan ma abofo atuntum erate.
Ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
We are, oh, thank you, Lord.
Wow.
We are the glory part of God.
Na wonyankopon na ye ye no ede di wo ye mu.
The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 6 that Isaiah saw a vision. God was sitting upon the throne. You know, that is the kingdom arrangement. And then above the throne, there were seraphims. They had 6 wings with 2. They covered their faces so they couldn't see anything. The glory of God, they couldn't see it. They used 2 wings to cover their faces, their eyes, so they can't see the throne, the glory of God. They used 2 wings to cover their feet. And then they used 2 wings to fly.
Now I say, oh, you hear Isaiah, no, you mean, you're the editor now, I hear you. Also, we saw when you're pointing at him, you know, so now above phobia, you're from seraphim. I want to buy a year in Sia. What would the Mianua Kata woman is by Omo, one young couple and Monyam, and I'm the Mianua Kata woman, I say, and I'm the Mianua.
They have covered their faces so they can't see the glory of God.
Now,
so in the next phrase, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3.
Now I say, "Womo di omo ataba na kata womo ni sebe omo hu onyakupo en monyam." Now uba si Isaiah mi ansa wanwa en siam yesa.
They said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The whole earth is full of His glory."
Wase and kunkunkunkun ni erade asase nyina wan monyam ahyesoma.
In heaven, their glory is so strong that they have used 2 wings to cover their faces that they can't see God's glory in heaven.
Now I say, "Osro hima mu onyakupo."
But they look on this earth. How do I know? Because when they covered their faces, I believe that they were looking on it. Otherwise, how could they say that the whole earth is full of His glory if they were not looking on this
earth? Wow. Senya dia, omani wanu hu asasi so a, anka obade akasa asasi onyankopo anu onyama hyesoma.
The motivation for the highest angel, seraphims.
Na nia ema seraphim abofo sunku no ani gine se.
Cherubims.
Any cherubim.
Angels of God.
Onyankopo asro abofo.
To worship Him is looking down here on earth.
Hallelujah. There to, yes, hallelujah. There to me masa abofo no tuntum erade ni se, omohwe asasi so.
Because when they look on earth, and I'm bringing my message to an end.
So omohwe
they see that as Jesus is glorified in heaven, so are we on this
earth. You are my one say, and now when you come on and monyam akata Yesu, I send a woman. Omo who be so wa ye ye ni pesu asasi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is 1 John 4:17.
Yohane ngume dikai.
That as He is in heaven, so are we on this earth. You are the glory part of God.
Hallelujah. You
are the righteousness of God in
Christ.
As Jesus is in heaven, so are you in the same way on this earth.
I receive it. Sanya Christo tewa srono. Sara suna wotewa sasiso.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So then look at your life, and then if you believe, you are the righteousness of God. If you believe Jesus is your holiness, if you believe that all of the wisdom of God has been put into Jesus, and Jesus is your wisdom. They just look at you.
Yeah.
All of these beautiful things, attributes that are in you by faith, and they glorify God. The whole earth is full of His glory because you and I are God's glory part. We are motivating angels. We are enticing them. We are pushing them, giving them energy to give worship to God.
Hallelujah.
Our lifestyles and by what we hold in our understanding that glorifies Him.
Na sa wo beje di sa wo ye wo nyankopon tene nam Kristo so wo beje di sa wo ye kronkron wo ye tene ni wo beje di sa wo nyankopon afra wo sa ne ba soronko na sa wo beje wo ye di sa enu ti wo nyankopon nanmo nyamo de ama Kristo ne bi wo wo so a wo ma kwa ma bofo no wo nyankopon wanmo nyamo asase so enam so na mo de ayeye ne ntontu ema urade asan se sa de Kristo ti wo so na mu jide papanti wo so ti se Kristo na wo asase so.
Hallelujah.
I receive it.
The first thing I've taught you today is that kingdom worship is not worshiping God so that He gives you something or He blesses your life. He has blessed you already.
Now, my child, I did kind of say, or so I ye ye no, and yet I ye ya would demer, I did not do a hand de bia mount. Ne mom and I'm near on yamewa yamau so, and I wouldn't like, sorry, Eman.
That is number one. Number two is that kingdom worship goes beyond the events that you do to a lifestyle.
Na ya chow beyond the say, or so a sorry and yes, I will be baby, and I said, yeah, we have been tina with the abanemum, and was say, I would da brabo.
Number three, that kingdom worship is your word life.
Na ya to so me and son say, or so I.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.